Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts.
We're not. We're two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
Hello, Dori.
Hello.
I didn't mean to be like creepy rolling in here, but hello.
Hello, Kate.
I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow and I cannot.
Ooh, wait. That's exciting.
It is. You know, it's been like 6 months. I know I'm supposed to do it like every 2 months, but it was, well, maybe not six, but I have to count on my hands. September, October, November, December, January, February, about 6 months, 5 months.
Huh. What are you going to do?
Just a trim, Dori. Just a trim. Okay. Just going to kind of get a little, some layers, some color. Can you see the tiny grays popping up here?
No.
Come on. Not from through the camera.
Not from the camera.
Damn it. I want you to see my tiny grays. They're really coming in.
Yeah.
I'm into it, but I also like coloring my hair. I'm excited to go gray. But I love the shade of my hair when I dye it or like highlight it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Well, I'm excited to see your new hair tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to look any different. You know, I don't expect anybody to notice. Certainly not in my home. But it's okay. I just like having a little like, you know, just a zhuzh every few months and just kind of spice it up a little bit, you know? Yeah.
That's great. That is great.
Thank you. Well, I'm trying to lean into the short hair side part situation that I have going on.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I mean, look, we have to embrace who we are.
Well, since I previously was irritated by the idea that we're expected or that I feel pressure to adhere to Gen Z's like style standards.
Yeah.
I was kind of like, you know what? I'm just going to side part my hair. I think that's what looks better. But then I read something that was like, side parts are back, everybody.
I mean, but that's the thing, right? That if you keep chasing all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
you're going to be chasing forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Running around in circles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And which is all to say, please middle part your hair. Please shave your hair. It does. I'm learning and I've been gently encouraged by some listeners to like, let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, totally.
Can't hold me back anymore. You know,
you know, that is one of, Frozen is one of like three movies that Henry has sat all the way through.
Well done, Henry. Mm. Well done, Frozen.
Yeah, well done, Frozen.
It's a cute movie.
It is.
I wept the first time I saw it, and I'm still not sure why.
Oh, interesting.
I took my daughter when she was like 2.5. I had also just had a baby, so maybe she was almost three. I had a newborn. I had like a young baby and a 2.5, 3-year-old, and I just wept.
Aww.
I don't know. They're sisters. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
hormones, emotions. I had big feelings all through Frozen.
Aww. Wow.
Yeah, you didn't have that experience.
I did not have that experience, but I also didn't see it in the theater. So maybe that like cinematic.
Well, also, yes, like there was such, it was such a moment, like a cultural moment. Like, yes. People were so obsessed with it. It kind of took over in a way that I don't know if like Encanto necessarily, Encanto was huge, but I don't know if it.
I know what you mean. Frozen really did something to the zeitgeist.
It really hit us, you know? God, and those were different times.
Those were different times, yeah.
That was Obama presidency times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
How are you doing over there, Dory?
You know, I'm hanging in there.
You're hanging in.
I'm hanging in.
That's just as good as we can
be. Hanging in. Just trying to like take it day by day, okay? Taking it day by day.
And how is today?
Today is a little weird because last night I was like kind of coughing. So I took some cough medicine and then I woke up at like 4:15 for no real reason.
And did you fall back asleep?
No.
I was up then too. I was also a 4 a.m.er today.
And I was like reading and then I started feeling nauseous, which is like something that happens if I don't get enough sleep. Yeah. So then I tried to sleep a little bit and I think I did drift off for a little while, but not really. And I've just been feeling sort of like lightheaded all day. And I think it must be the combination of the cough medicine and not getting enough sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's how I'm feeling, Kate.
That's annoying. That's not a fun way to feel.
But we did get, I'm in a buy nothing group on Facebook.
The best kind of group to be in.
And I got Henry a new scooter.
Oh, the
from
best.
The buy nothing group. Which,
and is he living his best life?
He's living his best life scootering around. And, you know, I just noticed that his previous, I was like, oh, that scooter is getting a little small. It was really starting to seem small. And I was like, oh, a new scooter is like $150. It's a lot of money for a scooter.
Not in a buy nothing group.
And then like literally the next day, someone posted in the buy nothing group. And I was like, this is weird, but great. So he scooted to school today. He was so happy for his new scooter. It was just this nice moment. And then I did have a moment as I was walking home after dropping Henry off at school where I was like, you know, things have been kind of tough for me lately, but like, I do feel like I've done a good job like insulating Henry from it.
Mm.
And he is like, he's really just like living his best life.
Oh, wow. You bring up a really interesting thing of just kind of, you know, raise like existing as a parent with our own shit.
Mm-hmm.
But then also trying to raise your kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, good job, Dory.
I mean, look, I haven't like figured everything out. I don't know how he's going to react when I tell him he can't have his birthday party at the place he has his heart set on because it's so expensive. I think I might just tell him it's booked for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Sorry. It doesn't exist anymore.
It closed. But like he's 4. You know what I mean? Like he...
Yeah, he's 4.
He doesn't need to be looped in on all that stuff that he doesn't understand that will just stress him out. So, you know, yes, it is like kind of compartmentalizing, but also that is like the one area of my life that feels nice.
That's all awesome.
Joyful.
I love that.
As opposed to the rest of like the shit. Mm. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't mean to like crap on your...
You didn't crap. We're allowed to have shit times in our life.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's like it's better to be, I think it's better to be not better, but it's appropriate to be honest about it as opposed to, I don't know, forcing fake positivity.
Totally.
Do you want to hop into a listener question here?
Yeah.
This one's kind of been haunting me a little bit, and like not a bad way, but I just wanted to throw this out to you because someone wrote us recently and they said, "Hi, Kat and Dor, help. I recently started working at a salt therapy room, which has lots of amazing health benefits, but when I'm there, it dries my skin out something fierce. I keep a thermal water spray with me, but I need something with more oomph. Rex, love y'all." Now, I have no like backup to this, what I'm about to tell you. Like, I've tried to find evidence of this and I can't seem to find anything, but I feel like either in a conversation with a skincare expert or something I read that actually thermal water sprays dry out your skin more than hydrate them.
Okay.
Like, that is my first just observation here, is that maybe that is not the product that you want to be applying.
Okay, this is interesting.
While you're in there. That's my first just kind of thought. But again, I don't have like, I don't have like a study to hand you. Sure. I have a vague memory of a conversation.
Fascinating.
So take that expertise.
You know what? This also sounds, this is pinging a faint bell for me as well.
Okay, I feel like it was Caroline Hirons, but I can't remember. So here, I have two products that I really love that if this person wants to be spraying something on their face, both of these are a little bit more packed with things that I think might be a bit more like soothing to your skin. One is the hyaluronic acid and squalane facial toner mist called Milkshake by Beekman 1802.
Okay. We
like, I love this stuff. And then COSRX makes something called a Comfort Ceramide Cream Mist, which is this really nice kind of like milky hydrating toner mist. Okay. So I think these have a little bit more than just a thermal water spray.
Fascinating.
But I would almost say that there needs to be some sort of pre-moisturizing, maybe even like a slugging situation so that you're trapping the moisture onto your skin before you go into the salt therapy room. You see where I'm going with this?
I do. I was thinking like an Aquaphor kind of thing.
Yes. Now you are going to be gleaming.
Gleaming.
You're going to be in that salt therapy room shining like the petroleum covered star that you are. But I think it will be worth it. That sounds extremely drying. I would also like get a nasal spray.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because like not only does it dry your skin, but I find my nasal passages are in pain after spending time in a very dry climate.
Yes.
I have a Navage story.
Yeah, my husband.
Which
has
I know
one.
That your husband has one.
Yeah.
Which I freaking love using on a dry nostril. It is a real kind of like gross journey. It's this. Essentially they call it a nasal irrigation kit.
God.
And you put like a sinus rinse in some warm distilled water into this compartment, and then you shove two little things into your edges of your nostrils and you turn it on, and it basically neti pots aggressively for you. And it is, but it gets in there. A dry nasal passage is a miserable feeling.
It's miserable. Yeah, it's really miserable.
I mean, so is dry skin also does not feel good, but I just want to note where else you might be feeling a little
dry.
No. A little crusty. Yeah.
Kate, let's take a little break.
Okay.
Before we do that, I do just want to remind everyone that we have a website, forever35podcast.com. We have links there to everything we mentioned on the show. We are also on Instagram at forever35podcast. You can join our Patreon at patreon.com/forever35. We have recaps of the OC. We have casual chats, which are basically just like bonus episodes. We have a Discord. There's a lot happening. We have a newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter. Call or text us at 781-591-0390 and email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. And we will now take a little break. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. I am the first to admit that gift giving is not easy for everyone. It's taken me a long time to become like a halfway decent gift giver. But what I have learned is that the best way to win the gift-giving game is to gift memories.
Ooh. Yes.
And you know how you do that, Kate?
I'm ready. I'm listening.
The Aura digital frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
We have gifted this to many people.
And when you gift this, your family will love looking back on childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating the frame with new photos. So it's really the gift that keeps on giving. It's super easy to set up. It takes literally 2 minutes. You download the app, you set up the Wi-Fi.
Boom.
You're good to go.
Yep.
We have given this to my parents. We've given this to Matt's parents.
Same.
It's so easy because you can add photos from the app like anytime you want. And also, like, my brother has the app, so he can add photos from his family. My sister has the app, so she can add photos. My parents also have it, so they also add their own photos.
That is one of the coolest parts, I think, of the Aura frame, is that everybody can contribute.
Yes.
I love that about... We have two Aura frames in our house. I have one in my office and one in our family room. And my kids love it.
Do they have the same pictures on them?
No, they have different pictures.
Oh, that's interesting. Maybe I should get one for my office.
I'm looking at a picture of my children right now.
Right. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Putting that away for later.
Store that.
Yes. The Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is what many other digital frames require. And also then you're not taking up your email storage. So win-win. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Forever 35 listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code FOREVER35 at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, one thing I think is really kind of interesting about skin, my skin, but all skin, is that like what it needs now in my 40s is not what I needed in my 30s.
Totally.
Definitely not what I needed in my 20s.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like, how are you supposed to know what your skin needs?
It's hard. It's hard to know.
Especially when there's just like so many products out there. The overwhelm is real. It's a struggle to even know how to get the results you want, what products to start with. This is why we're super excited to partner with Apostrophe. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed medications that are clinically proven to help. I have used Apostrophe. I love it. They will pair you with a board-certified dermatologist who literally creates a personalized treatment plan for your skin. I have done this a few times now. It is so easy to do their online consultation. You upload photos. And like within a few weeks, I had done the consultation and received my treatment plan and my product.
Amazing.
And that is how I became a tretinoin gal. I love the tretinoin that they sent me. I love their sunscreen. Both products have been amazing on my skin. And you, Forever 35 listeners, can get a special deal from Apostrophe. You can get your first visit for only $5. That's at apostrophe.com/forever35 when you use our code forever35. Now, that is a savings of $15. I like that. This code is only available to Forever 35 listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/forever35 and click get started. And then use our code forever35 at sign up and you will get your first visit for only $5. Thank you, Apostrophe, for sponsoring this episode. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now, look, both Dory and I love our Quince items.
You might even call us Quince heads.
You might. I would say you should. In fact, if you don't address us as such, we might get upset. In all seriousness, I have a variety of clothing from Quince, everything from a beautiful cashmere sweater to a very simple, easy white tee to this gorgeous pink summer dress. You can really like get your whole wardrobe filled with quality pieces at really reasonable prices. You can get organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. They even have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, which I want. Just going to announce mm-hmm. that here. I'm coming for that jewelry.
You're putting it out there.
I'm putting it out there. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middle people and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which we love. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/forever35 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forever35 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forever35. All right, we're back.
We are back. We have a voicemail.
Oh, yeah, we do. And this person was very nice. I received some messages about people also dealing with the same weird shit I'm dealing with histamine.
Okay.
And this was one of the people who called.
Hi, Kate. This is the first time for me. I've been listening to the pod for a while, but I literally pulled over because I just couldn't wait to leave this voicemail. I'm listening to the listener episode where you talk about that you found out you have histamine intolerance and mast cell activation syndrome potentially. And I literally gasped when I was listening to this in the car because I was wondering, you know, I've been wondering, you know, what's going on with Kate. I wonder if she's going to share, just because I've been, going through my own medical journey and I know, you know, what that is like, not exactly your journey, of course, but, I've been, you know, trying to figure out what's been going on for about 8 years and recently found out I probably have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS, which is also common with a lot of people with long COVID. And histamine intolerance and MCAS comes up a lot with people with Ehlers-Danlos. So I have been through a lot of diet adjustments. I have done a low histamine diet. It is really, really difficult. And I just want to say that, you know, a lot of people told me, oh, it's good you have answers, and I'm glad you have answers, but I also know how tough it is to find out some of this stuff and realize the changes you have to make in your life, and it can be really overwhelming. And I was just thinking of you a lot, and yeah, just, you know, felt something strong mm-hmm. for you when you finally, you know, announced that and disclosed that. So I hope it's going okay, and yeah, thinking of you from Charlottesville, Virginia. Bye.
What a nice message.
Aww.
You had to pull over. That is, I'm glad. I'm very glad, honestly, that you practiced like really good phone safety while driving.
Totally.
So thank you for doing that. That means a lot to me. I get very upset when I see people on their phones driving. So thank you. And thank you for your nice message. Yeah, it is nice to have answers, but also is a big adjustment. So it's kind of like, you know. There's a learning curve. There's definitely a learning curve.
For sure.
But I'm feeling good. I told you that I had my, did I tell the podcast that I had my, finally had my MRI?
You told me, but you did not, I don't think you told the podcast.
Well, podcast, I did it. I got my preventative cancer screening MRI. And
do you want to talk about how it went?
It went fine. I haven't heard back like from anybody who's reviewed the scans.
Okay.
I'm not, you know, expecting anything bad, but
right.
If that happens, you know, that's something I will process. But I took a Xanax. Everybody was super nice at the MRI place. And I'm really glad I did it. And then weirdly, I saw a new doctor. I just saw a new primary care doctor recently, and they were like, I was telling them about my family history, and they were like, there is a pancreatic cancer screening program at Cedars. And I was like, you know, dot, 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 you should do it. And I was like, I just did it. And I felt very like on top of things, which was really nice. But the MRI was manageable, and the Xanax really helped, and the deep breathing. And I just tried to like meditate my way through it. It was okay.
Good.
Yeah. It's a tight squeeze, Dory. I'm not going to lie, but worth it.
Good. I'm really glad.
So I just, it's been a year of health stuff. I'm just
health stuff.
Just the tip of the iceberg. Okay. Mm. Here's an interesting question, Dory. A text message that we received. How do I get over luxury imposter syndrome? I just booked a fancy hotel stay for my anniversary, and now I feel like I'm not fancy enough to be there. I was looking forward to it, but now I'm just anxious.
I get this. But you booked it. You belong there. You belong there as much as anyone else. Enjoy it. Enjoy the fanciness. Enjoy the luxury. Lean into it. No one's judging you. It's going to be great.
What Dory said. Yeah. I mean, I think like if you want to dig deeper into why it's triggering the anxiety, you know, all of us, there's so much stuff that is ingrained with money, class, the ways and the hows with which we were raised, values. I mean, all this stuff is just like boom, 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 right? Mm-hmm. All of it comes up anytime we are in these situations. So I agree. Enjoy it. That being said, if you don't feel like you can enjoy it, like, cancel it and go somewhere else.
Also true.
You know, like, just do what's going to be the best, makes you have whatever you need this anniversary stay to be. Make it that.
Yeah, I guess I was just thinking, like, kind of like lean into whatever kind of compelled you to book a stay at this particular hotel. Like, was it a spa? Was it the setting? Was it the rooms? Like, and just, you know, that's why you wanted to go there.
Yeah. And
you'll enjoy it. You'll have a great time.
You will. You know, when I first moved to Los Angeles, we went to a Emmys party thrown by the by an agency, and I wore jeans, and then we got there and everybody's in, like, basically black it was like gowns,
which is funny too, because in LA you never know. It could, you could either be completely underdressed or completely overdressed.
Yes,
like half the time you show up to something in, like, a cocktail dress and people are in jeans and hoodies.
Yes.
And then you show up in jeans and hoodies and people are like, oh.
Yes. And I was like, what the fuck have I done? I was so horrified. And then I realized nobody is paying attention to me.
No.
Nobody gives a shit. And I and I was able to kind of let it go. But I had this moment of like, oh God, what have I done? So I understand that weird out of place feeling.
Of course.
We had a lot of people write in about our high school reunion talk, which now I'm having a hard time remembering if we talked about this on our main feed episode or a casual chat episode.
Oh, that's a good question. I now don't remember either.
But I wanted to share, I wanted to just kind of bring this conversation to the main feed.
Okay.
Dory and I were reminiscing about reunions. And you were wondering if you should go.
Well, no. So there were two aspects of this.
Okay. Break it down.
One was, I was pretty sure I wanted to go to my college reunion. I talked about it with some friends. Who knows if we will actually end up going, but, like, we had had a conversation that we would like to go. High school, I brought up because I was wondering if my high school class was, like, uniquely kind of Gen X slackery in that we, like, barely plan reunions. Like, I've been to one reunion and I think maybe there's been another one, but, like, it's not really a thing. No one, like, also, I think contributing to this is our high school didn't have, like, class president. Like, we had none of that. So there's no one, like, in charge of, like, running the class. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's all very ad hoc. And there's nothing, there doesn't seem to be any sort of, like, office at our high school that organizes this, which is weird because there's a lot of, like, famous people who went to my high school.
Oh.
Like Conan O'Brien.
Oh.
And, like, there's, like, you know, there's people who would probably contribute a lot of money. And it seems weird to me that there's no one, but it's a public school. So maybe that's why, I don't know. Anyway, there's no, like outfit that
there's no
seems
like alumni foundation.
No, exactly. That seems to be coordinating these reunions. So it's sort of up to each individual class to organize something. And my class has always just been like, meh.
To be clear, you're not like, I'll take it on.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. And I was like, and I'm not taking the initiative either. No. So I was like, is this just like our class? Like the year I was, is this something unique to people born in 1977? Is it my school? Is it me? Is it like, what is going on here? And so that was kind of the tenor of the conversation regarding high school.
Well, it turns out you're not alone.
I loved seeing these emails come in.
Weren't you relieved? Like it's not just us. It's this whole generation. Okay, so we got a few messages. Here's a cute one. This person wrote, my husband and I met again at our 10-year high school reunion and started dating soon after. Together 17 years, married 14 years. Have known him since I was in fifth grade. My class is not apathetic. 1996, but the class before and after always wants to join us in reunions, LOL. Okay, now I want to write a book about this, although I'm sure one's been written, but like, yes, a reunion romance?
I mean, isn't that like the one of the biggest tropes of all time?
Yeah, but I still want to write it. I love the like, haven't seen you in 30 years. You were this person and I was this person in 1995. And now here we are, baby.
I will say, I think I've mentioned this before, but when I was in my when I was in like my mid 20s, I hooked up with a guy that I had had a crush on in high school and it went very badly.
Oh. No.
It was not. It was not a romance novel.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Because you only want that situation to go well, like this listener had. Like you only want it to end in like sexy marriage.
Yes, and I think initially you both get very caught up in all of that.
Sure.
But yeah, no.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Should I read this next email?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just Dory's class. I'm a 79 baby and my high school class has not held a real reunion. I think it's def the cusp end Gen X of it all. Plus I went to a big high school in New Jersey, just outside of NYC in a town divided geographically in half, either one side more suburban white middle class and the other more urban working class and racially slash ethnically diverse. There wasn't a big core unified social scene. And as much as I hated being there, I appreciated that you could find your people and opt out of whatever else was going on. A small group of people who had played sports and been into school spirited things tried to throw a 20-year reunion and it ended up being just their social group at a local Italian restaurant one of them owns. They didn't really exclude anyone, but no one else was interested. For 10 years, a few friends I stayed in touch with got together for a low-key hangout and made a playlist of all our important songs from high school. I think we also played Guitar Hero. It was 2008, but that felt like more than enough commemoration for me.
Okay. The athletes who are into school spirit getting together and throwing their own reunion and nobody else going is so like, ooh, on the nose.
Yeah. I mean, this actually resonated with me a lot because this sounded a lot like the high school I went to was very, very diverse ethnically, racially, socioeconomically. And I mean, maybe that's part of it too. Like maybe when you have a more homogenous high school population, you're more inclined to want to reune. I don't know. I don't know. But that was like an interesting, just kind of like anecdata point for me also. So thank you for sharing that, 79 baby.
Well, we have a 77 baby who wrote to us, Dear Cat and Dora, laughing because I was born in 77 and had the same experience with having the distinction of being in the year known for its apathy. The students a year ahead in junior and high school were very active in groups and activities, but we were too cool for school. My only theory is that my class was much smaller in size than the other classes, so we had less cohesion. I also think it's interesting how large groups of people can have one distinct personality. Like how a group that's just brought together by school grade, like that is the one thing that unites all of you, but yet the entity can have a vibe.
Yes, yes, yes. But also this person is right that there was a baby bust in the late 70s.
You mean like everybody was boning in the late 70s?
That the number of babies born went down.
Because of, wasn't there a recession in the late 70s?
There was a recession. There was like the 1974 oil crisis. But there was a huge baby boom for years. And then, I mean, that's, I think one of the hallmarks of Gen X is that we were part of like the baby bust.
I see.
What this person says about the students a year ahead being very active also rings true for me. Like, it's so weird that like that class did feel very cohesive. Like there was a huge group of like theater kids in that class that were very like dominant in the in our high school drama scene. And then in our year, it was like me and a couple other people, but like it wasn't super cohesive or active. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Maybe I'm the problem. It's me. I don't, you know, I don't know.
You're not the problem. I don't think you set the tone for your like thousands.
I set the tone.
How many
for
kids?
my whole generation across the country. I set the tone.
The whole generation, not just the class, the entire late Gen X generation. How many kids were in your high school graduating class?
450, something
okay.
like that.
Cool. Mine was significantly smaller. But
I mean, I think that's, I do think that that's part of it, right? Like, I didn't know everyone. I sat next to someone at graduation who I'd never seen before in my life.
Wow.
I was literally like, who are you?
Who were they? Did you ever figure it out?
It like, was.
Or have you ever heard about them again?
No, it was just a kid. Just some guy. I never had any classes with him. Like,
yeah.
Just not someone I knew. So.
That's the beauty of a big school. And then you go back to a reunion and that's the guy you see again. And then you get married like the listener.
Wow.
If I'm writing this story.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Well, if you have reunion thoughts, please weigh in. I love hearing about reunions, reunion drama. I got drunk at my fifth year high school reunion.
Oh, you were a baby.
Yep. I was young. I was young and I got pretty drunk.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like drunk talking to the headmistress because I went to a private school. Yeah. Not the best move on my part, but you know.
But also, like, who cares? Like, you weren't.
Yeah.
Also, funny that she was at your reunion.
Well, this is private school is fucking weird, you know? I think the teachers come to the reunions sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fascinating.
I know. All right. Let's take another break, Dory.
Yeah, let's take a break. Okay. Kate, you know I've been getting into like the spring cleaning vibe.
Yeah, you have really been kind of doing a refresh, if you will.
I've been trying, but I gotta say, it's a lot more fun when you also get to do a little space refresh.
Mm.
So I'm talking like moving furniture around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a new piece here or there, swap out the blankets. Like I'm almost ready for my cotton blanket instead of my wool blanket.
Yes, the seasons are changing and so is your home.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And with Jenny Kane's Elevated Home Essentials, I can get exactly what I need to create the kind of place I frankly never want to leave. Jenny Kane Home is a California brand through and through, and their interior pieces are instant classics. From their candle scents, I don't have to tell you how much I love the musk candle. And Kate, of course, is partial to the Montecito candle.
Always and forever.
Yeah. To their iconic furniture and the coziest pillows, think clean, effortless, and totally refined. Jenny Kane Home is all about the art of simplicity. They focus on comfort, quality, and timeless design so you can curate a space that never goes out of style and always feels fresh as spring. Find the perfect way to refresh your space at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code F35 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order, JenniKayne.com, promo code F35. I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use. And I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, you know, last week I had said I wanted to clean up the dumping corner of my room. Mm-hmm. And I did it. I did it while my family was watching the Super Bowl. And I was like, not me. I'm cleaning up the dumping corner. And I did it. Then I organized drawers. Now, there's still a bunch of stuff dumped around, but I did clean up the dumping corner and I made some spots where I can put things away. But now my next clean out zone is the expired medicine throughout the house.
Oh, yes.
Because there's just a lot of it. There's a lot of it.
Don't forget to check your pet's expired medicine. Because
good call.
The other day, so Bo takes Prozac regularly, so that's always up to date and current. But we also have a trazodone prescription for him for, like, especially high stress events. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't take that very often. So the other day I went to give him some. For some reason, I took out this bottle and I was like, oh, this expired in 2017.
Oh my God.
Like, we had another bottle that was newer. Just like this, bottle had somehow just like ended up never getting used up. I was like, oh man, probably should throw this out.
Oh God.
So yeah. So check your pets.
Okay. That's a very good call. And any COVID tests you have lying around.
Yes. Yes. Although they like, aren't they like not, like, you don't have to throw them out on the date that they expire,
but
right?
I think a lot of them have been like restickered to show the updated timeline of usage.
Okay.
At least some of the ones that we've gotten from various schools and government organizations.
Right.
So.
I went to the library the other day and I was reminded that you can get free COVID tests. I don't know if this is everywhere, but in California, you can get free COVID tests at the library.
Oh my God, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Just FYI. Kate, what do you have going on this
week? It's the expired medicine.
Oh, it's the expired medicine. Yes. Sorry. That's exciting. Okay.
Now, Dory, how did it go not letting life stress take over?
Oh, Kate, it's going terribly.
Sorry. I don't know why that got me, but that got me good.
I mean, it's going terribly. I don't know what else to say. It is like kind of taken over my life.
You've got a lot of shit happening right now.
We're soldiering on. And it actually dovetails with my intention for this week. So on Excellent Adventure, Matt and I were talking about, like, I was just talking about how I don't like to have people over, in addition to having a dog who's insane. Like, our house is just always such a mess and blah, blah, blah. Cut to yesterday or the day before, I get a flurry of texts from my sister-in-law. Now, my sister-in-law has cancer. And, you know, we talk all the time, but she's sick. So when she tells you to do something, you're kind of like, I should do that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
She was like, you and Matt need to clean your house.
Wait, where did that? Did she just randomly text you out of the blue, or had she heard? She had listened to the episode.
She listens to our podcast. She listens to Excellent Adventure.
And so she called and she said, "Girl, clean your house."
She's texting me and she's like, "You guys have to clean your house. It's gonna like clear away a lot of like mental blocks for you. You need to do it." Like, and like, I was kind of annoyed a little bit. You know what I mean? Just cause like a petulant teen.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to clean my house. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to. Like, it's hard.
Which it is.
Like, you don't understand. It is. And like, I'm a little depressed. So like, it makes it like even harder. But I was like, oh, well, Allison's telling me to clean my house. Guess I should clean it. So that's my intention for this week. Al, if you're listening, you're very inspiring.
Allison, please feel free to call me and tell me to do stuff. I'll listen to you also.
All right. Forever 35 is hosted and produced by me, Dori Shafrir, and Kate Spencer, and produced and edited by Sam Junio. Sammy Reed is our project manager, and our network partner is Acast. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Have a great day.